Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy.
A new law in Iowa would make it a felony to torture a companion animal. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports that offenders could serve up to 5 years in prison.
Torturing a companion animal would be a Class D felony on the first offense. This includes intentionally and maliciously causing intensive pain or death to an animal. Governor Kim Reynolds signed the bill at the Animal Rescue League in Des Moines. She says categorizing animal torture as a felony is already common across the rest of the country.
This is already the legal standard across the rest of the country, and it's only common sense that we adopted here in Iowa.
The nonprofit Humane World for Animals says Iowa is the last state to make extreme animal cruelty a felony. The measure passed unanimously in the House and the Senate earlier this year. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
A suspect is in custody in connection with a late-night shooting on the pedestrian mall in Iowa City last month that injured five people. 17-year-old Damarian Jones of Cedar Rapids was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals near Atlanta, Georgia. Investigators say Jones was involved in a large fight on the pedestrian mall. They claim he used another person's gun to fire six times into a crowd. One person is still recovering in the hospital. The charges against Jones include five counts of attempted murder. An Illinois state senator from Joliet and local advocates are urging lawmakers to pass a statewide law regulating data centers. WBEZ's Sam Nofsker reports.
In March, the Joliet City Council approved the construction of Illinois' largest data center, despite community backlash and concerns over its energy consumption. Democrat Rachel Ventura is a Senate sponsor of the Power Act. It's a joint chambered proposal establishing more comprehensive guardrails for large-scale data centers. Supporters of the act say it protects Illinois communities from high utility bills and safeguards the environment by requiring plans for water and energy use. Ventura is urging her colleagues to pass the Power Act before the General Assembly adjourns on May 31st. Neither bill has passed the House or Senate yet. I'm Sam Nofsker.
A new report has put Iowa in the lowest tier when it comes to public health emergency preparedness. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs has more.
The annual Ready or Not report by the nonprofit Trust for America's Health evaluates each state's preparedness by looking at indicators like workforce mobility and public health funding. This year, it moved Iowa down from the middle tier to the low tier. Jennifer Nuzzo is a professor of epidemiology at Brown University's School of Public Health. She says states have made some progress in public health preparedness since the COVID-19 pandemic, but those gains are under threat.
The preparedness gains that we've made are increasingly threatened by federal instability, budget uncertainty, workforce reductions, the overall erosion of the very systems that preparedness depends on.
The report recommends policymakers ensure there is sufficient and stable public health funding and leadership, among other things. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
An Iowa farmers group is advocating for government agriculture policies that give them market certainty. The group, called Iowa Farmers United by Common Sense, says the war with Iran and current tariff policies are leading many to struggle. One Iowa farmer in Van Buren and Henry counties, John Whitaker, says the country is not currently in a farm crisis. Whitaker says he already bought fertilizer last year, so the rising costs are not affecting his soybean crop planting, although he says that's not the case for many farmers, especially those needing nitrogen fertilizer for corn. Iowa farmers are forming a new group calling for policies that provide market certainty. WVIK's Joshua Traugott reports on the group called Farmers United by Common Sense.
Van Buren and Henry County farmer John Whitaker says a small group is advocating for agricultural policies that protect trade, among other issues. Whitaker has not read the House passed farm bill, but states he wants to see more funding for conservation efforts, as he's concerned about the nation's soil health.
I'm afraid that we're mining our soils, and I really think that we need a strong conservation package.
Whitaker has additional concerns as a hog farmer. He doesn't agree with Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson's Save Our Bacon Act, which would overturn state regulations, primarily in California, that prohibit keeping pigs in tiny metal cages. The bill is currently in the Senate, where many senators have claimed they want to see major changes before passage. I'm Joshua Traugott, WVIK News.
This is WVIK News.